So could you tell me a little more about how the decision was made to move you to Ellington?
Well, what happened was is that there was a lawsuit. One of the attorneys who was handling the lawsuit was a guy by the name of Demetrius Newton, who is now the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the state of Alabama. And they had filed a lawsuit to force the integration of special education. Mm-hmm. After we had been placed in the all-black enrichment class, because that was the way they tried to fix the problem. What had happened before is that there was gifted education, but it was for white only. But then under separate but equal, when blacks complained about it, and they decided that what they'd do was they'd set up gifted education for all black classes in the all black schools. Mm-hmm. And so they came around and IQ tested the kids to qualify them to go into that class. I got placed in that class. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the case was resolved because separate but equal is inherently unequal. And so they then allowed some of us to integrate that white class. I learned later from Dr. Baldwin at one of our reunions that they took the three kids in the all-black gifted class that had the highest IQs. It was myself, a woman by the name of Deidre Newton, who was Demetrius Newton's daughter, and another guy by the name of Richard Walker. Richard is a chemist now, and Deidre is a homicide prosecutor in New York for the Manhattan DA. Yep. And so they chose the three of us to go to that class, and we were placed there in sixth grade.
And so if the class was 25, then
there were three blacks.
Just three, and the whole gifted class of 25 students, and then the rest of the school was also all white.
The rest of the school was all white the first year that I went there.
Okay.
That school also had some children that were physically challenged, polio, other physical disabilities, and you started to see some blacks come in that area also. And then by the time I was in eighth grade, the school was probably 15% to 20% black because it was sitting in the middle of a black community. See, I used to have to drive past two all-white schools to get to my all-black school.
Mm-hmm.
Because I lived in an all-black community. The elementary school, Graymont, which is now the JCCEO headquarters, is a beautiful school. It's been restored to its beautiful school. But it was all white. Well, after black people start moving, let me back up and tell you. I lived in an area of Birmingham called Dynamite Hill.
Yeah, I've interviewed a few people who lived there.
Yeah, well, I lived on Dynamite Hill. We were one of the first black families to move on our block. In fact, when I moved into that neighborhood, there were still white folks there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember living there and white people coming in the neighborhood and vandalizing cars, throwing bricks through people's windows. Burning a cross in my neighbor's yard when I lived on First Street. And so as the complexion of the neighborhood changed, and interestingly enough, that neighborhood borders Birmingham Southern College, which at the time was an all-white school, an all-white university.
Mm-hmm.
And as that neighborhood called College Hills, and we referred to it as Dynamite Hill, but it was this really now called College Hills, as that neighborhood's complexion changed, then the schools changed too, because all the white parents who could started taking their kids out of those schools, and then white students started replacing them. And what would always happen here is that once one or two blacks started going to a school, then in a few years it became all black.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the white people who could leave left. And that's, you know, commonly called white flight. But I used to go past two all white schools to get to my black school when I was in fifth grade.
Mm.
And one of them was within walking distance of my house. It was sitting right in the middle of an all-black neighborhood at that point in time, and it was still all white.